Southwind?
No.
So we don't, I don't know what's on this list for.
Scully?
Scully's real, yeah. You kind of like King of Fairies? Yeah, it's very similar. Scully.
Okay, we'll do it now.
E minor, okay? Scully.
We're making this up as we go along.
You do the intro? We're going to go out with Irish Washerwoman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pam Carzy, J.U. and Wanda Lee, and South Moon Under with Kaylee. Our next performer is Tedrick Moore from White Springs, who will be demonstrating breakdancing. That requires competition. Tedrick Moore's partner is unable to be with us today, so he has selected some volunteers from the audience that are going to assist him in his performance. Tedrick Moore and Associates.
Come back again, tear it up and transform from BB King to Bo Diddley. And Sullivan was on the TV screen to be seen with the Beatles and the Jackson 5.
3 o'clock. Good afternoon. We'd like to welcome to the Rediscovery stage Lillian Louise, a Haitian storyteller. Lillian is from Miami, where she has a television show called Just the Way It Was that airs on cable TV 14. Lillian has been nominated for the Hometown Video Festival in the category of Ethnic Expression. The winner for this very prestigious award will be announced in July. Let's give a good Florida welcome to Lillian Louise.
Hello, I'm Lillian Louise, like she told you, and I live in Miami. But I'm originally from Haiti, and I've been in America for 26 years, okay? Before I start telling you about my hometown, I'm going to tell you a story about my own self before I go to details with you. But that story is more likely for the grown-up, not for the children, but for the grown-up. Okay. This is to make you understand what I went through to the years before I can stand where I am. And you probably heard a lot of stories about the refugees coming to the shore. They suffer, they return them. And the newspaper in Miami speak a lot about what the refugees going on. Well, anyway, when I came here to the United States, I first started in New York. And it was hard to live in New York because it was different. I was already a teacher in my country and I have taught for 6 years. But getting to Miami, I could not get a job as a teacher because first I didn't speak English well, I had an accent. Well, it was really hard. So I did a few of very manual type of job like babysitting, working in a factory, you know, things of that nature. But one day I went to look for a job, and that's the story I want to tell you about. I went to look for a job, and for the first time I felt good about myself because the gentleman that was interviewing me, the manager, he recognized that I was a teacher in Haiti. And that place was a publishing company, and they were making the books right there. So when the manager saw my application, the manager said, "Aha! I'm glad to have you. You should know well about books, okay? Now, you can imagine how good I felt, right? Because the manager said, I saw that you were a teacher in Haiti. You should know well about books. Now, after such a comment, believe me, I had expected to be at least a clerk in the office. And I went home and I told my sisters that I had found a good job and I was to start tomorrow morning. Of course, I wear my Sunday dress to go get my job, right? I was all dressed up for my job. But when I got up for that job, the manager that I saw, he called some men from down there and he said, Joe, come over there. Joe has a one piece on him and he was dirty from top to bottom. And he said to Joe, that young lady should glue the books very well for you because she knows about book. Anyway, they put me in the back and it was so much noise that I had to ask myself if I could spend the whole day in that job. I was there to glue the back part of the books. Part of the benefits, 1 week after a year and 2 weeks after 10 years, I was making $1.95 an hour. Anyway, I have to tell you that I didn't stay 2 weeks in that job. I left that job. Although I was a teacher in my country, I went back to school. And I can assure you, from $1.95 an hour, I jumped to $100 and more an hour. So that's my story of traveling from Haiti to America. Okay. Now this was to tell you the struggle sometimes people go before they can reach where they want to reach. And one thing that now boys and girls, I don't know how many of them were listening to the story, but I feel good about myself because I was able to say, well, this is a different country. I have to adapt myself to their culture. And if I want to do well, I must go back to school. And that's exactly what I did. Okay, and I'm not going to stop until I finish with my PhD. Okay. Now, of course, I came from a country called Haiti. And in Haiti, you know, there is a lot of stereotype. If you were living in Miami, you will know the different stereotype they have about Haiti. Now, I'm going to tell you about the folk tales of the Haitian people. We have two people in Haiti, one called Buki and the other one called Malice. Those stories are very, very, very old. We can trace those stories back from Africa. And Buki, by the way, is very, very stupid. Everything Buki does, it's wrong. But Malice is very smart. Malice is a very smart fellow. Everything Malice does is right. Now, when I tell my story, I start by saying creek, and everybody answer crack. So when I say creek, you have to say crack. Creek. Okay. Buki is a fellow that is very stupid and he loves to eat meat. Now, every day, he tried to find some meat. And then one day, he heard there was a big wedding in town, but he was not invited because he didn't have clothes to wear. Therefore, he could not go to the wedding. But what he did, he went to Pigeons and asked Pigeons to let him borrow some clothes. So Pigeons said, okay, Buki, I can let you borrow some clothes. But when you get to the wedding, you have to send me something to eat. So Buki said, no problem. I will send you all I can so you can eat too. But when Buki got to the wedding with all the clothes that Pigeon let him have, he forgot about Pigeon. But Pigeon was there on the widow's cell, and Pigeon was trying to see if he could find some food. So Pigeon went, and Pigeon see Buki couldn't see him, and he started to sing. He said, "Wukutuku, woo, 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 woo." send me some food. Huh? Bookie loved to eat so much. Bookie was there eating all over. Bookie forgot about Pigeon. So Bookie, Pigeon went again. Give me my hat. Ah, Pigeon, leave me alone. Here is your hat. He gave the hat to Pigeon. And Pigeon was there, Pigeon was singing. But you know Pigeon? Pigeon has a cock. You know that cock you put to close a bottle of wine? Because Pigeon is always messing up. So Pigeon always closes behind with that cock. And Bookie, because Bookie eats so much, Bookie had diarrhea, and Bookie had to close the behind also. So Bookie also borrowed the cock so he could close his behind. He wouldn't mess up the dress. So then he forgot about Pigeon and he started to sing again. Give me my shirt. Oh, he had nothing to do than to remove the shirt and give it to Pigeon. Pigeon got mad again because Bookie refused to send him some food. So Pigeon started to sing again. Give me my underwear. Woo. Bookie has to remove everything he had. And he hid himself behind a door and he was still eating everything on the table. Finally, the Pigeon got so mad. The Pigeon said, give me my cock. And Bookie took the cock and gave it to the Pigeon. And the whole diarrhea got all over and messed up the room. And they took Bookie. They beat him up. They beat him up so bad. I heard him yelling. I went to see what was wrong. They kicked me. And here I am to tell you the story. Now, I want you to know that all the story in Haiti finished by they kick me, and here I am to tell you the story. And all the stories start by creek, and everybody has to say crack. And Bookie is the fellow that is very stupid. Now I'm going to tell you a short story about Bookie. Creek. Okay, this time, Bookie went to the market for his brother Malice. And he bought what Malice told him to buy. Malice said, buy me meat, vegetable, rice, and corn. Okay. Bookie went. Bookie said, Malice think I'm stupid, but I'm a smart fellow. I'm not going to do anything stupid. Because before Malice sent him, Malice said, Bookie, I know how stupid you are. You better go and buy me everything. And please don't eat that meat. Bookie said, no, Malice, I'm a smart fellow. I'm not going to eat that meat. Okay. Bookie said this day he was going to show to Malice exactly that he is a good man and he's not doing anything stupid. So he bought the meat and he looked at the meat. He said, Malice said not to eat that meat. He took that meat, he put it all the way down. And he bought everything nice and fresh. And he was coming back. And he was running to show that he get home fast. But as he was running, the sun was high. He saw a little man following him. And he got scared. He started to run. He said, little man, don't follow me. Every time he turned, the same little man was following him. So he took the rice. He said, here is the rice. You want the rice here? Leave me alone. He gave the rice and he won. The same man was following him. So he said, you want the vegetable? Here is the vegetable. And he won. Finally, Bookie started to cry. He said, I only have the meat left. I love the meat. I'm not going to give you that meat. He won, and the same man was following him. He got so scared. He threw the meat at the man. And he won. Now, when he got home, he went right under the table. He hid himself under the table. And then Malice came. Malice was the smart brother. Malice said, Bookie, what you doing here? He was trembling. He was so scared. He said, there is a man following me. Say, okay, where is the man? I had to give him everything because he was following me. Everything I gave to him. Where is the meat? I gave him the meat. He was following me. Somebody said, come out. Show me that man who was following him. And he went out and he said, here is the man following me. Here is he. It is. Who you think that man was? That's right. So, you know, they beat him up. They beat him up so bad. I heard him yelling. I went to see what was wrong. They kicked me. And here I am to tell you the story. Now, I'm going to tell you another story that doesn't have Buki in it. But it happened long, long, long time ago in Africa. Quick. Okay, this time it was a small village. And nobody had anything to eat because it didn't rain. Like you see, it's raining now. For 7 years, no rain at all. Everybody was dying. They couldn't plant anything. The birds were dying. The cow were dying. The calf, the horse, the donkey, people. Nobody had anything to eat. But strange things. Even though nobody could plant anything and no one had anything to eat, but there was one man in the village who had a beautiful garden full of peas. Don't ask me why. That man had a beautiful garden full of peas. So, the man, every day he will go, he gets some peas and take to his family. His name was Kenzo. But, one day, the bird got together. The bird said, we should not be dying. Kenzo got a beautiful garden, and we are dying. We have nothing to eat. We can fly and go eat in the garden. And every bird said, yeah, that's right. We can fly and go eat in that garden. We have wings. As they were ready to fly to go to the garden, they remembered their friend Turtle. Turtle couldn't fly. So they all got kind of sad. They said, oh, Turtle cannot fly. And one of them, Bluebird, said, well, we can all give some wings to Turtle and Turtle can fly too. Oh, that's a good idea. Why don't we give some wings to Turtle? And before you know it, they stick one wing here, one wing there. And early in the morning, before the sunrise, they all flew to the garden. When they got to the garden, they started cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha- After they had eaten well, they went home. They all flew, gave turtle some wings, and they went. Now, Kenzo came to the garden, and Kenzo got mad. Kenzo said, somebody has been eating in my garden. He got so mad. He went to his wife and told his wife that pretty soon we all will be dying too because somebody has been eating in the garden. The wife said, okay, Kenzo, tomorrow morning go early, hide yourself, go with a big stick, and beat the person that's been eating in your garden. So fine. Kenzo went early and spent almost the whole night there and waiting to see who was eating in his garden. And then all of the sudden, he heard, whoo, whoo. Oh, he could not believe what he saw. All the birds in the village came right there to the garden and started cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha. He waited a few minutes not knowing what to do with those birds. Then finally, he got off the bushes and he put the big stick up and he said, I'm going to kill all of them. And he went, whoop. At the same time, they all flew. But one of them stayed. He couldn't fly. That was turtle. They forgot to give him some wings. And then Kenzo said, aha, I got you now. Your friends and you have been eaten in my garden. I'm going to beat you up to death. And he Kenzo got his big stick up, and as he was going to break it up on the turtle's back, the turtle started to sing. The turtle said, Kenzo, 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 I didn't come to eat your peas. Kenzo, 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 I didn't come to eat your peas. Bluebird flew, gave me wings. Turkey flew, gave me wings. Parrot flew, gave me wings. Hakonzo, Hakonzo, I didn't come to eat your peas. Oh, 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 a turtle that can sing. I am rich today. He took the turtle, put the turtle in his bag, and went home. He placed the turtle on the floor, and he called his family, his wife, his children, and he put the stick up, and at the same time, the turtle went, Kanzo, 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 I didn't come to eat your peas. Kanzo, 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 I didn't come to eat your peas. Pound flew gave me wings. Bluebird flew gave me wings. Redbird flew gave me wings. Hakonzo, Hakonzo, I didn't come to eat your peas. Oh, 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 everybody, before you know it, Kenzo was rich. Everybody came, give 10 cents, 20 cents, and then the turtle, Kenzo will put the stick up and the turtle will sing. Before you know it, the king heard of it. The king said, bring me that turtle. I'm the biggest king of all. Nobody had a turtle that can sing. So they bring the turtle to the king. And Kenzo make the turtle sing, and Kenzo was happy to go to the palace. So now the king invited everyone to come to see that he had a turtle that can sing. And he said, I want anybody to show me in their kingdom that they have a turtle that can sing. I'm the only big king with a turtle that can sing. Okay. Now, they had a big party. So, the king could show to them that he's the biggest king. But something strange happened. The day that they were supposed to have the turtle singing, the night before, a little boy went to the tub and got the turtle that could sing, and placed a turtle that could not sing. And he went home with the turtle. Now, everybody was there, and the king was all dressed up, you know, our king dressed up. And then, Kenzo came, all dressed up too, and placed the turtle on a big table with a nice, beautiful cloth, all of gold and red on it, and white and just beautiful. And he got a big stick, and they put the stick up. Aha! The turtle couldn't sing. The turtle said, OF off. OF off. OF off. Wow. The kings were so embarrassed. They started to beat up the men. They beat up the men. They beat up the turtle. They beat up the men. I heard him yelling. I went to see what was wrong. They kicked me. And here I am to tell you the story. A lot of people talking about voodoo and about things that are magic. And when they say about Haiti, people always think something magic. And sometimes it's nothing that nobody can do. And if I will come to your house and do it for you, you will say, well, that child has a bad fever. And then that storyteller came and then just bought some tea and the child got well. And you will think it's something magic, but it's nothing. It's just because in Haiti we know how to use the leaves. And I'm going to tell you something about the leaves. You see that leaves here? Some of you see it, right? It calls the devil. All you have to do is boil a little piece of it. You cannot boil a big leaves like that because it's very strong. A little piece of it, you boil it. And if you have stone, you know some people have stone in their kidney. Sometimes the stone pass out. And I know it happened for my mother. She took that tea a lot. And then finally, she didn't have to have an operation that she was supposed to have because she passed the little stone. And when they did an x-ray for her, she didn't have any more stone. Okay. You know, you see those? You know about those, right? You see them all over in the bushes. And sometimes they make nice decoration at home in your garden. Okay, you know people have pimples on their face, especially when you get to be 13, 14. Boys and girls have that on their face, and sometimes it's like they have pus in them because you touch them, and you, and when you do your hair, you have them in your back, the back of your hair. Okay. You boil this in the morning, you drink some of it, and then all day you wash your face with it in your back, and sometimes you wash your hair with it. And in a few days, you have no more those little pimples. Okay, and this is cotton. You see, this is cotton. Some people, women, they're having their menopause, and they feel hot, very hot. And all they have to do is boil some in the morning. You know, not really boil it. Boil the water, place some in it, and then drink it all day. Instead of drinking water, you drink it, put it in the refrigerator, and drink it, and then you won't have those big feeling hot when you're having your menopause. Okay. People that are suffering from their heart, this is a papaya leaves. You take 3 little pieces of the end of the papaya, you boil it, and you drink it. This is good for your heart. It can prevent you from having a heart attack. Okay. You see that one? At night, you take this one. You put some hot water on it, the flower. Only the flower. I call it a shoeblack. And then you drink it for 3 days. Then if you are going to get a cold, it will go away. You know, we have all those things. They look like magic, but they're really okay. I don't know if you know about this one here. I call it a layelama. That's the Creole name I have for it. This is for people who are anemic. They can eat it like they eat vegetables, like a vegetable. You can get enough, cook it with your meat, and eat it. And that's regenerate your blood. If you were anemic, when you go for your blood count, you'll be surprised to see that your blood is okay. And if you eat it for quite some times. Okay. Now I want to tell you another story about leaves, since I just speak about leaves, okay? The leaves of Haiti. Okay? Do you want to know the story? Yeah. Quick! Yeah. Okay. I'm going to tell you a story about Buki and Malice again. You know that stupid Buki I've been telling you about? That stupid Buki? Okay. Let me tell you something about that stupid Buki. One day, mother was very sick in bed. But you know, mother will get well because we have so many leaves that we know how to give her a good tea for fever and so on. So mother, I'm sure mother was going to get well. So that day, Malice said, well, I'm not going to the market, because in Haiti, every day people go to the market. They don't have refrigerator like here. I mean, not in the big cities, but outside at this time where the stories were being born. So people didn't have a refrigerator because it was long, long, long time ago. The slave come from Africa with those stories. So they didn't have a refrigerator. So therefore, every day they had to go to the market. Good. Now, because mother was sick, Buki said that he wasn't going to the market that day. He was going, Malice said, Malice the smart brother. Now, don't forget that Buki is very stupid. Malice said that he wasn't going to send Buki to the market because Buki was so stupid. Buki might do something like giving the food back to the young man that was following him. You remember? So because of that, Malice said, I'm not sending you to the market. I am going myself. But you see, mother is sick. I want you to take good care of mother. Oh, Malice, don't you worry. Buki is a smart boy. Buki is going to take good care of mother. No, Buki, don't tell me you're smart. You're very stupid. And I know you can do something wrong to mother. All I ask you to do is just stay here. And if mother wants some water, let her drink. Don't touch mother. Don't you worry. This is my mother too. I can take good care of my mother. Okay? Malice went to the market. Now, Buki, you know Buki is so stupid. He went outside, and he got all kind of leaves, all kind of leaves. And he boiled the leaves. And he said, I'm going to give a good bath to mother. And I want anybody to say I'm not smart, because I can give a very good bath to mother. And he boiled the leaves, and the leaves were smelling good. Very good. And then he took a big container of water with a big boiling water, and he put it right in the center of the room where mother was. And then he went to the bed, and he got mother. And while the water was still boiling, and he just boom, mother in the water. And at that same time, mother went, eee! And mother stayed like that in one position. Mother never make a move after that. Just like that. So Buki said, and all teach I would, Buki said, you see, they say I'm stupid. Ever since I gave that bath to mother, mother is laughing. Mother said, look. You see how mother is laughing? Mother is happy. Huh. Okay. So he clean up mother and remove mother and place mother in a walking chair. And mother still say like that. And put a nice long dress on mother. And he said, I'm waiting for my sushi, I'm stupid. And he went outside, he got a big pipe that mother has. And that big pipe is made of wood. And he called that pipe a cachimbo. And he light up the pipe, and he put it in mother's mouth, and mother still like that, in the walking chair, with the pipe smoking. You can see that position. And he was so happy, he was dancing all over the house. He said, you see that? Ever since I gave that back to mother, mother is like that. Just one position. And he went all over. So then he saw Malish coming down the alley. And he went to Malish. Malish, you're never going to say that Buki is stupid. Because Buki gave a good bath to mother. Just come and see mother on the walking chair and smoking a pipe. So Malish said, let me see what you did to mother. So Malish went inside. And Malish saw mother just like that. And Malish touched mother. And mother was dead. Mother said, Buki, you kill mother. Right away, you know, in Haiti, when somebody is dead, the whole village came and everybody was crying and yelling for the old lady. Some people didn't even know mother, but they kept on crying and yelling. And when they heard the story that mother was dead because Buki burned mother in the hot water, they started to beat Buki. They beat him up. I heard him yelling. I went to see what was wrong. They kicked me. And here I am to tell you the story. All right. Do you want another story? Okay, you want a story of Buki or another story who doesn't have Buki? All right. All right, quick. Okay, this time, Buki saw every day Malish come home with some nice meat, and Buki loved to eat meat. And Buki said, Malish, where do you get that meat? Malish said, Buki, I take meat home, you eat meat, don't ask me where that meat come from. But every day, Buki will ask Malish to take him where he get the meat. So finally, Malish said, okay, Buki, just to have peace of mind with you, I'm going to take you. But you be very careful. Because I get that meat inside the cow. And if that farmer see that I go to his cow and get the meat, that farmer can kill me. So you be very careful, because you have to get by the back door, and it's very delicate to get by the back door. You have to put the tail up, you know, the tail of the car, and get to that one door in the back, under the tail, Do you know where that door is? Huh? Okay. You see the car, right? Take a car, put the tail up. There is an opening under the tail. That's where Bookie Malice goes inside the car, and with a little knife, he gets the meat. Okay? Bon. Now, that night, Bookie could not sleep because Malice said, tomorrow morning, I'm taking you there, and I don't want you to make too much noise when you get inside, and I don't want you to cut the heart, because if you cut the heart, the back door will be closed, and you won't be able to get out. Don't you worry, Malice. Bookie is a smart boy. Bookie is going to get to the back door, and Bookie is not going to cut the heart, and Bookie is going to eat that meat. Ooh, that good meat. Oh. Okay. That night they went to sleep, but guess what? Bookie could not sleep. He got up and went to the mountain. And he said, ooh, I smell that meat already. I wish that Malice should come up and get the meat. So he went, shake up Malice. Malice, let's go get that meat. Malice said, go to sleep, Bookie, let me sleep. Huh? Every 5 minutes he went and shake up Malice. Malice said, go get that meat. Finally, he said, I know what I'm going to do to him. He went outside of the house and he went, coo, 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 coo. And he went inside. Malice, you heard the cock? You heard the rooster? That rooster? You know that rooster doesn't go until early morning? Now you better get up. Malice said, Bookie, that's you, the rooster. Go to sleep. Well, what he did next, he took the whole trash. He light up the trash. And he went. He said, Malice, you see the light outside? The sun is up. Let's go get that meat. So Malice looked. Malice saw again Bookie did something stupid. Malice said, okay, Bookie, let's go now. So they got there. And Malice told him again, when you get inside the car, don't you could go up the hut. Just stay down there and get some meat and get out. So, Bookie get inside, they put the tail up, and right under the tail, there is that one opening. They got inside, and they started to cut, to cut, to cut. But every time, Bookie said, let me taste a little bit of the heart. Malice drug him down. If you cut the heart, you're going to stay inside because the back door will be closed. You hear that? The back door will be closed. So he ate. Malice was taken to take to the family. But he was eating what he was getting. Then Malice said, Bookie, let's go. Oh, no, Malice. Oh, no. Let's get some more meat. He refused to leave. So Malice said, okay, I'm going to let you stay, but be careful. If the farmer comes, because he's going to come to get the milk from the cow, if he finds you, he's going to beat you. And Bookie said, don't you worry, Malice. I'll do everything you said. As soon as Malice left, Bookie said, Malice is so stupid. Telling me the heart is going to close the door. I'm just going to take a little bit of the heart because that heart must be good. He took his little knife and he chucked a little piece. At the same time, the car died and the back door closed and Bookie could not come out. Wow. He started to cry inside the cove. Billy. Then the farmer came. The farmer said, ha-ha, I know someone was doing something wrong to my cow. Then he started to cry, and the whole village came because, you know, this is something very painful for a farmer because it's a poor place and to lose the animal like that. And then the whole neighborhood came, and they cut the animal's stomach. As soon as they cut it, they find Bookie jumping and started to run. They grabbed Bookie. They beat him up. I heard him yelling. I went to see what was wrong. They kicked me. And here I am to tell you the story.
Lillian Louise, Haitian storyteller from Miami. We're going to take just a couple of minutes or so to prepare for our next performer, Robert Dixon.